Ja sam Nikola Đata Milošević i ja sam više od sportista.
Beyond Athletic, episode 35.
You know, like, situation in Serbia is really tough and there are a lot of people who don't have money, who don't have a place to stay. So I wanted to make money on the street for people on the street.
You might be smarter, your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This one right here is for the people.
I'm your host, Ryan J. Owens, current pro athlete, entrepreneur, and former USA national team volleyball player. I will not be defined by my athleticism alone, but I've learned how to leverage it, to stay passionate about it, and prepare for life. That's why the Beyond Athletic podcast was born. I'll bring you case studies of current and former elite athletes making it happen in life, as well as tips and lessons from top sources in sports, nutrition, fitness, entrepreneurship, and more. I'm here to tell you that you are beyond athletic. Welcome back if this is your second or more time listening. I'm glad you're here. Today is an athlete case study, and I'm excited to bring you something different than the norm. So today's guest is a freestyle soccer athlete, and he is actually ranked number 3 in Europe and top 16 in the world. They don't actually give a ranking number for 8 through 16, so he's somewhere up in there in the mix. And he's 20 years old, he's from Serbia, very bright kid, actually performs and gives away money to other people to help them. So great inspiration and really interesting story. He's self-coached, he's done everything himself. I think that all of us can learn a lot from someone so young and someone so dedicated to his passion, which has turned now into something that's a professional career path and he never even imagined it would. So I hope you enjoy this. If you do like it, you got any soccer or football fans, if you have any football friends or soccer friends, hook them up with this episode. And even if you don't like soccer, you've got to watch the video that will be in the show notes. This kid has serious skills. So, without any further ado, enjoy this one with Jota Freestyler. What's up, everybody? Ryan J. Owens here. Today's an athlete case study where athletes learn to be great in life and sport and to be more than just your typical athlete. And if you're not already getting this automatically downloaded to your pocket or computer to listen while you're on the go anytime, anywhere, make sure you find Beyond Athletic now in the apps like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, things like that, or you can listen straight from the website. So you'll learn some stuff and get stuff done while you're learning. Anyways, today's featured guest is Nikola Jota Milošević, and he's a Serbian world-ranked freestyle soccer athlete and university student. Nikola, are you ready to go beyond just being an athlete?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. I'm going to tell people just a little bit about you. You were born in Smederevo, Serbia. Yeah, Serbia. You live now in Belgrade. You're 20 years old. You are a professional football freestyler like we talked about, and we're going to get into how somebody can become a freestyler that's professional, which is awesome. You're a student at the College of Tourism in Belgrade because you do love to travel. I know we've talked about that in the past. And you've performed over 300 times at various events in just Europe or where else?
Yeah, Europe and Middle East.
Awesome. And we'll get some stories about that. You were the winner of the bronze medal from the European Championship in Budapest in 2013. And you're top 16 in the world in challenge. So you've been ranked between 8th and 16th in the world, and you're number 3 in Europe. And why don't you just take a moment to highlight where and how you grew up, and then where you are now in life?
Okay, so I grew up in Smederevo, the place I was born in, as you already mentioned that. And I grew up playing soccer for maybe 7 years, and after I quit playing, I started freestyling because I always wanted to do those tricks with a ball. It looked amazing, it looked like magic or something. So that's why I started practiced in front of my building for hours and hours in the beginning, and I didn't know I could become a professional as a freestyler because I didn't know it's a sport that can grow. But eventually I realized that, and after 4 years I can, let's say, live from it. I can earn some money, I can travel, so that's perfect.
And tell us just a little bit about your hometown. Like, what was life like?
I don't really know how to explain that, but I grew up as a normal kid, like all the kids did. But my parents were maybe had more money than other people back then, so I could afford traveling back then. So because of that, because growing up like that, I love traveling now. So that's who I am. That's how I was raised up.
Awesome. Thanks for taking us through that. Well, before we get into the juicier things and everything that we want to talk about here and tell people about the story and your history, how you failed and kind of what it was like to realize you could go pro and then become like number 3 in Europe, top 16 in the world, let's just set the mood for people listening. I like to give them a little bit about my guests by asking them to share some quote or belief. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. It's by Michael Jordan.
That's actually right, Chicago, baby.
Yeah, baby. It's just play, have fun, enjoy the game.
I love that. It's it goes back to just keeping it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple, keep it fun, and enjoy.
That's, I like that.
What life is about.
And up until now then, because you obviously, you started this, like you said, randomly, and then you didn't know you could go pro. Obviously, you've had some mentors along the way in some way, shape, or form. So who taught you how to do what you're doing, or how did you learn, and why were they important?
Actually, I didn't have mentors back then. I don't have now, because everything I learned, I did that by YouTube, by watching videos, and by hours of practicing. So that's all.
And was there anybody in your life that said you should go forward with this, or said, no, don't do it?
There were some people who said I shouldn't go, I should stop, and I should play soccer. But my parents and my friends were there for me. They were really supportive. So because of them, I'm here, and I want to show them that I can do more and more.
I love that. And so here's one of the things I want to tell people that are listening. Your mentors in life, they do not have to be some physical person who's standing in front of you, like I'm standing in front of you right now, Nicola. It can be anyone through any medium. So right now, people are getting mentored, whether you know it or not, by you, because they're listening to this podcast. And so you got mentored by people who were doing this on YouTube and posting it. And that's a really interesting concept. And I think people, if you don't know how to do something and you want to start anything, whether it's freestyle soccer or freestyle tennis, which we talked about the other day, which sounds dope, you got to send me some videos. Or anything, you know, go to YouTube or go to Beyond Athletic, you know, podcast, learn from the athletes that have done it, like Nicola and like myself. So let's get into everything. I mean, the road to our dreams is not easy. I know that you want to be what?
I want to be the best one day.
Yeah.
But let's say top to keep and to be in top 16 in the world and top 3 in Europe. But the main goal is top 3 in the world and number 1 in Europe, which is really hard to achieve.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot more work, huh?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that hard work. I mean, you obviously struggled. There were some failures, I'm sure, along the way, especially when you're trying to do some creative sport like this. I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot of struggles. But was there any struggle in life? Maybe it had to do with the sport, maybe it didn't, that you've had to go through, and how did you overcome that?
Maybe there is only one thing, and that's the divorce of my parents back in 2006, I think. I was a child back then. I didn't know anything about marriages and stuff. But a positive mind I have, and a positive side which I look for, is something that kept me going. So because of that, I didn't struggle with that much.
Yeah, that can be hard. I know I grew up as a single child. I didn't get to see my parents divorce, which maybe is even better. But I can tell you it was hard growing up alone without a mom, not really understanding how that family thing worked. And I could only imagine if I had one and she was gone that it would be a struggle. So I like people sharing that, because what I want to hear from you is when you decided to keep it positive and move forward with life, because life wasn't over, right? I mean, life goes on, it just changes a little bit. So what were defining things for you to say, you know what, I'm just going to keep it positive and keep moving forward?
I don't know, but I don't want to let things and people let me down, because like people and things come and go. That's normal for life. Some will just go away, some might die, unfortunately, but that's how it is in life. So you gotta stay positive to be there for people who are already there and not think about bad sides of life.
Yeah, I really like that. And so, I mean, what I'm thinking here is we're kind of alike in this way. Actually, we're really alike in this way, because no matter what really happens along my journey, I struggled with outside influence at one point being something that like really hurt me. It would hurt me if, you know, somebody didn't think that I should do this, or if somebody said you shouldn't do this, or if somebody was like, oh, where's your parents? Or, you know, why's your dad got another divorce, or this kind of stuff. And only at some point, I wish I had what you had that early in life, because now I do. And I can tell you what, I wrote down outside influences don't get you off track. And I think that's a great takeaway for other people, is don't let things outside of yourself get you off the track for your life. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. So let's talk about one, let's get into this whole failure thing just a little more, because we learn a lot when we struggle in life. We learn a lot about ourselves. We learn a lot about how to move forward, and that's in both sport and life. So let's talk about in sport, a time where maybe you were competing, maybe you were trying to film one of these awesome videos, which I'm going to link up in your show notes. But let's say a time that you failed when you're trying to do something big that just wouldn't work out.
I was in front of my building in my hometown, Smederevo. There, like, only me, rain, and night.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cold, maybe -5, -10, not really sure. It was raining, and I had to land something I wanted. It took an hour to land that trick and combination, but I wasn't satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried again and again, and I had to land it, but it didn't go well. So like everything, when everything hurts, when everything is cold, you gotta, I don't know how to explain that. It's really hard to explain that feeling when you feel really tired. All you want is to go home and get some sleep, but your mind doesn't let you do that, because all you want is to achieve your goals. And the only way to do that is to struggle and train and like give all blood and tears you can.
Yeah. And so how long did it take?
Like that? It took, yeah, maybe 3.5 years, practicing 5 hours a day.
So you just didn't give up, even though you didn't get that day, that particular one? Because I want to know if you got that one that day. How long?
Yeah, I did at the end, but it took maybe 1.5 hours after.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
Yeah, I made, let's say, 230 days of practicing in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was sick, even though I had to go to school, later to college, I practiced. And I sometimes went out to practice at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what can happen, because you don't know who's around at that time, but all you want is to practice, have fun, and enjoy the time you spend with the ball.
I love this. And so what was your light bulb moment? I mean, when did it click for you? What were you doing before this to say, this is what I want to do?
I don't know. Even when I was playing soccer, I was passionate about freestyle. I loved the way famous soccer players like Ronaldinho do that. And I said, I want to do this one day. So I started, and I didn't know how it will go. But all I wanted is to learn those tricks. And then I realized the tricks those people do are really simple and are, let's say, basic tricks in freestyle. And there are a lot of things you can do besides that.
And so when was the time that you said to yourself, I'm going to go to my first competition? Like, how did you make that decision? Because I can tell you, I know exactly the moment that I was like, Yep, I'm going to go to a rollerblade competition. I'm going to go do aggressive inline and compete. And I've never done it before in my life, but I knew I wanted to do it.
It was actually the first competition in the Balkans that was organized back in 2012. That was like 1 year since I started freestyling. And since we don't have so many competitions around, I decided to go just to experience how it looks like. And yeah, I finished second, actually, lost to a guy who was in top 8 in the world, so I was really happy with that. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I can do more and more, and I kept pushing, and yeah, I came third in Europe, which is amazing and unreal.
And speaking of that, I like that segue, this little connection there. Coming in, you know, at that point, I mean, what was one of your proudest moments up until now? And I mean, this could be outside of sport. I don't know if it's that moment that you're talking about. It could be that, or it could be something else. Tell us one of your proudest moments so far in life.
Yeah, maybe that's the one I was talking about, the third place in Budapest at the European Championship. Because I went there was a couple of world champions, ex-world champions. And in order to get to third place, I had to beat two of them, which I did, and it was unreal. Like, all the guys were saying, what the fuck is he doing? How is he managing to do all those things? And yeah, I'm really happy and proud because of that. And not just me, but my parents also. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to make them proud. Mm. And I hope I did that. And if I didn't, I want to do that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Why we're going through this is because, you know what? It doesn't matter what sport you're doing professionally or what sport you're doing at a high level. If you don't have some kind of vision for where your life should be, you know, like we talked about yesterday, actually sitting down, like, what's your vision for life, not just sport, right? Most athletes, and I'm going to go through some stats for you, but it says most pro careers for athletes, they only last 3 to 5 years. And within 2 to 5 years of retiring, most of these athletes are going to be broke, divorced, clinically depressed, all kinds of crazy-ish, okay? And these are in football, baseball, basketball. And this is just in America. Can you believe that? And then 36% of them are going to break the law. I mean, could you say something like freestyle soccer allowed you, because of these hours that you put in going out, what was it, 320 days in a row at 3 a.m. sometimes, you know, putting in the hours to get better just because you knew it's what you had to do. Would you say that kept you on a better path and taught you some lessons, some values?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just practice, it won't make you a better person. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about things you do. You don't have just to be smart when it comes to life. You also have to be smart when it comes to training. So placing those two things together is what will make you a better person, I think. Mm-hmm. When you look at bright side of freestyle, let's say, when you don't let those bad things let you down, and you, like, you put that into your life, not just into sport, that will make you a better person.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, basically what you're saying is that things like discipline and these character values, like, for instance, thinking about outside the box, thinking about more than just your sport or just your life, but meshing everything together, because it's not just one thing, you know, or another. It's everything is you, right?
Yep.
And so at the same time as you're trying to be great in this sport, you're also learning these lessons from everywhere and applying them everywhere, which is good. So let's talk about your current plan on how exactly you're going to get to this top three in the world. And let us know what you're most excited about these days.
I don't really know how to say that, but all I have to do is practice really hard, because I think I have what it takes to be one of the best. Mm-hmm. Not just style or something like that, but I know I have something, and I know I won't stop until I achieve that. And what I'm looking forward to better weather, actually, which will allow me to practice more. So yeah, that's all.
I like that you mentioned this this feeling inside, this intrinsic feeling that you have this style that's different, and that you can be exactly where you want to be. Like, you see yourself there, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Have you ever imagined yourself there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think this is important. I want to talk a little bit about this because I think a lot of athletes, there's an athlete who I remember was supposed to win a bunch of golds in the Olympics, okay? Very talented athlete, and she came in second, and then came in second again, and then came in second again. And people are like, so are you unhappy? Like, what's going on? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, are you joking me? I just got second in the entire world for what I'm doing. And then she got gold after that, but it was after the interview. And so people are like, so how does it feel to not have gotten gold in the other ones? She's like, are you kidding me? I made it here. I've been here a million times already in my head. Yeah. And so what I'm asking you is like, how important is that to you to see yourself achieving these goals?
I think it's really important because if you can imagine that in your head, and if that goal is in your head, it will push your body to your limit.
Yeah.
And it will allow you to do stuff that you are not able to do without that in your head. Because a lot of times when I go to sleep, I lay down and I think about my hand, my arm being raised, which means you're a winner of the competition.
Yeah.
And I imagine my body into the air.
Yeah, somebody throwing it into the air.
Amazing.
I mean, I like it, man. You gave me goosebumps. I don't know if it's because I'm cold or because that was really cool.
It's not really cold here, so it's because of me.
So I have one thing to do here. I've got to step in my whole mentor like fashion and say to you, I would say that you definitely could do some things to prepare to get yourself to this number three, to change some things, to improve some things in some areas. Because if I asked you right now, do you think in every single area of life, let's talk about the foundation,
okay,
right? Let's talk about emotionally, socially, physically, mentally. Do you have all of those things at 100% of where they could be to allow you to achieve your goals?
Not really. Not at the moment, but I think I can get there.
And so you know now, especially since we talked about it, I'm guessing, that there's some things that you could be doing that could set yourself up for more. So I want people to listen that'll say, yeah, see yourself doing it. Know that you can do it. Especially if you have that feeling, go after it. But know that there's other areas other than just your sport that you can improve, you can optimize so that it can help you get to that place. Right?
Yep.
So what I want to do now is I want to talk about your tip jar. So this is going to be Jota's tip jar. Jota is his nickname, by the way. And it's a pretty cool nickname. Kind of like Joker for the famous tennis player for you guys. If you don't know who he is, I'm sure you all know who he is, but it's Djokovic. Let's talk about a couple things. Stop cheating and looking at the questions.
Okay, I won.
Jeez. So what's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice? You can do it. Just believe.
All right. I'll take it.
Okay, sold.
And so let's talk about when are the moments that you doubt yourself? Like, when are the moments when you're training, when you're going through life, that you just say something negative creeps into your mind? And how do you get past those thoughts?
Sometimes it happens. I mean, like, basically, right now I have that. And it's really hard with it when you get to that point, when you practice, let's say, 350 days a year alone. Mm-hmm. Just you and the ball, and all you want is to have some company, to have someone looking at you, to have someone to share the passion with. And when I get to those moments, I say, okay, you did that alone for 4 years. Why should you stop now? You achieved something, and why you should give up? No, you're not gonna give up. You're gonna push more and more. So, yeah. That's it.
This is important for people to hear. I like how you keep trying to cheat while you're looking at my notes.
Okay.
So I think this is this is one of the rare interviews where I get to do in person, so no one ever gets to see my notes. A couple of things in there that you talked about. I have one question. Why do you only train 350 days a year and not 365? What do you do those other 15 days?
I practice with other guys. I was thinking about practicing
we
alone.
We basically, I like that you're in a sport where you can practice 365 days a year, because other sports, you cannot do that. It's too hard on your body.
You can.
No.
It's really hard for your body. Trust me.
It's definitely hard for your body, but the point is you can't, for instance, you can't do sports where you're, for instance, jumping and hitting and doing all these things where you're going to get an overuse injury. And you need to watch out for that if you're doing it 365 days a year.
No, I rest.
You need to be making sure. Ah, there it is.
New Year's Eve, baby.
There it is. So, one of the things that you said in there is it gets lonely sometimes when you're training. And it would be great to have somebody there pushing you, motivating you, but you don't have them all the time. And so it's so important that we have this inner voice, that we don't listen to the voice that says, you know, give up, stop. We listen to the voice that says, I'm going to raise that trophy. I'm going to get to this goal. I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I mean, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I love that. So what personal habit do you believe has contributed most so far to your success to where you've gotten?
Actually, self-criticism. That's what I think that made me a better freestyler, a better person, let's say. Because when you know that you can do better, and you're saying that to yourself, I'm not giving up. I know I can do better, not just in freestyle, like I said, but also in relationship with someone. That's what made me a better guy, I think.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I would say even like self-evaluation, because you look at yourself and you say, what about me? Can I improve? What can I make better? How can I treat other people better? How can I do this better? And so this is important, because I think at the same time as you're saying to yourself, okay, self-critique, like, yo, that's not acceptable. And then self-evaluation, like, how can I make this better? You know what I mean? I think those are two really important qualities to add to your little positive. We talked about yesterday. The positive things that you do. So, what's one thing right now that you would like to improve about yourself?
About myself, being more emotional.
Be more emotional?
Yeah.
In what way?
In way of...
Like cry more?
No, not cry more, but...
Why, is it not acceptable for a guy to cry?
Of course it's not.
Oh,
just kidding.
Gosh.
It is. Don't cry.
I am.
Yeah, you are. I don't know, like, I'm not really emotional in relationship with my parents, with my sister, with all the friends, so I think it could be much better.
Yeah, I think this is nice that we actually had our little game plan session yesterday, where I sat down to try and see, like, if I could help you at all with what you're trying to do, because I think what you're doing, seriously, is amazing, and I think that people like you are very... rare, and that when someone like you is out there on your own, that I think is so important that other athletes, it doesn't matter if you're in the same sport or you're not, I think it's so important that you reach out to people like you and say, hey, is there somewhere where I can add value to you? I have something on my wall and it says add value to people where they're weakest. And I think it's so important that if you see somebody and they don't have the skills that you have, that you help them out. And so I can say, yesterday we talked about this emotional thing, and it came down to interpersonal skills, right?
Yeah.
How you relate to other people. And so there's some little tips that I gave you, and I'm going to put them in the show notes. But, I mean, really, if anybody out there is having issues with being more emotional or being, for instance, more vulnerable, let's say, right?
Yep.
One of the great things that you can do is there's an exercise, and the exercise is to practice gratitude daily, okay? And so how you do this is you would say, you'd, for instance, wake up. Okay, my typical morning, I wake up, I usually go to the bathroom, and then I sit on this couch and I meditate. While buddy's snoring, I'm sitting there and I meditate. But you could call it whatever you want. I just breathe for 10 minutes. I try to, when thoughts come in my mind, I try to let them go by keep on breathing, thinking about that. And then I journal. And when I journal, I write down how I felt when I woke up, how I felt about my actions the last day, what I was feeling right then or thinking while I was meditating. And then I put two different things, my goals for the day and then my gratitudes. So I say, for instance, today I can say that I'm grateful because not only were you interested in sharing your story, but Anna was interested in sharing you with me. And Anna is a young volleyball player who's also sitting here in Serbia and in media. And I think it's so important that you reach out to these people and you say daily, this is what you could do. You could start by writing it down in your journal. 1, 2, 3 things. I'm grateful for this person or thing. And then you give yourself a challenge. You say, I'm going to say to one person a day that, hey, I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you. You know
you
what
really
I mean?
Do? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you appreciate me?
I actually do appreciate you. Are you going to cry?
Yeah. All right. So just to let you guys know, he really has that add value quote on his window, so he's not joking.
I write a lot of things. Wait till you go in the bathroom and you see the wall. You might think I'm a lunatic. So let's talk about your biggest strength. What's your biggest strength?
Being positive and keep motivating yourself even though you feel down sometimes. But you look at only one bright side, although there are like a thousands of like... Well, the dark side.
Negative things, dark sides. I like that. The force is with this one.
Yeah, so you just look at the light at the end of a tunnel and you go straight.
Yeah, I like that. I think there's two things in there. Not only are you positive, but you have extreme focus.
Yeah, focus.
This is something that's very common for elite athletes in the way that they have extreme focus and resilience is the word. Where nothing along that path is going to knock them off of looking at that goal. And I think that's so important in young athletes and older athletes that you make sure that you see that goal and you go for it. So what's your, I know you told us what you would like to improve about yourself, but what would you say is your biggest weakness?
My biggest strength, my mind. Sometimes it is a strength, but sometimes it's a weakness. Right now it is a weakness. And
how so?
I don't know, sometimes you motivate yourself when you practice alone, like we said, 350 days a year. Sometimes you get to a point where you want to stop, but you know you can't stop because you haven't accomplished what you want. And right now I am at the bottom of motivation, let's say, and I have to push myself to go to the top.
All right, another mentoring section right here. So I'm going to give you a couple quick tips. And anybody listening out there, I had a couple people actually post on Facebook just in the last 24 hours the same exact thing. And it's really important that sometimes you need to be able to set the reset button because we have these peaks like mountains and valleys like deserts in our lives, right? And stress is sometimes, especially at those valleys, those deserts, will overwhelm us and really keep us from getting to where we want to be. And when we have that same stress at the mountain, at the top, it doesn't really affect us, right? So what is really important, and I give this challenge to a bunch of players, and we're talking national team, four-time champions, and even college, things like that, and it's a 10-day challenge. And I think I made this challenge to you, but I'm gonna announce it on here. And you're going to say whether or not you're going to do it, and we're going to hold you to it. And by the time this show goes up, I'm going to put whether or not Jota did the challenge. And if he didn't, everybody can write him and tell him how much he's off track. So he can get you even further into that hole, right?
Okay, no,
so,
can't.
No, they can't, good. Here's the challenge, 10 days, every day you wake up, you're only allowed to go to the bathroom, you sit down on your couch, you fold your legs like a Buddha, or you just put them like butterfly, like a little kid. You make sure it's silent, you close your eyes, you breathe through your nose and out your nose, you set the alarm for 10 minutes, and after that 10 minutes, if anything comes in your mind during that 10 minutes, all you do is refocus to your breath, okay?
Yep.
And then immediately after that 10 minutes, you take your journal out, you put day one, you put blah, 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 this is what I was feeling, this is what I thought about, and these are my goals, one goal for the day, one grateful. Okay,
person
what I'm grateful,
or thing,
person or thing, for that day. You take a picture of that note, okay? You send it to me. You can blur it out so I don't see what's written.
Okay.
But I better see that day one, day two, day three, day up to 10, okay?
Okay.
So you have 10 days every morning to do this. And then at the end of it, we're going to see what kind of track you're on at that point. Okay?
Okay.
Challenge accepted?
Challenge accepted.
10-day challenge accepted. I like it. So what I want to tell people that anybody out there, your number one resource, right, is YouTube. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for people out there, I want you to, if you're trying to learn something new, especially freestyle soccer, things like that, I know for a fact that Nicola here is launching some new how-tos pretty soon and going to be teaching other people to do what he's already done, because like you, there's other people out there that are going to want to learn. And if you have some great style, for sure the listeners are going to want to check that out. So when that launches, that'll be in the show notes. But I want you guys to know, when you listen to this episode, if you know anybody else that might be inspired by this, make sure that you think about that one person and just share it with them right away. And if you want to find anything that we talked about, you can look in the show notes. I'll give the link at the beginning of the episode and at the end. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk about a couple last things, because there's something really special that made me actually want to talk to you more than everything. And when I was sitting down with Anna, and she told me, there's this freestyle soccer guy, he's ranked top 18 in the world. I'm pretty sure she said 12, so she thinks highly of you. Yeah. And he performs and does all this stuff and travels around. And she told me, I don't know, you tell me if this is true or not, but that you give away money to people you make when you're performing.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. And I was thinking about
how and why. And then tell us what you're thinking about making.
Okay, how and why? Because, situation in Serbia is really tough, and there are a lot of people who don't have money, who don't have a place to stay. So I wanted to make money on the street for people on the street. Mm-hmm. So I go out sometimes, place a box, do my show for a couple of minutes, couple of hours, it depends. So all the money I collect, I give to homeless people mainly. So
yeah.
That's what I do sometimes, and I was thinking about making the whole YouTube episode thing about that, so, like a couple of episodes where people could see how they react on getting money, getting stuff, getting food. So that's what I want to do, inspire others to do that and show people that they exist.
Yeah, I love that, man, and we'll have to talk some more about that, because I definitely want to see how that's going to go. And I want people out there listening to remember, add value to other people. Because let me ask you, Nicola, when you add this value to other people, even if you're not giving them money, let's say you're just performing for people, so you're adding value to them because you're providing some entertainment, some inspiration for them of what is possible. How does it feel when people say thank you or they come back to you? How does that energy come back to you? Does it at all?
Yeah, it does. They don't have to say anything. When you look at their face, when you look how impressed they are, when you look at their smile, when you look at their children, it's something amazing. It's a feeling you can't explain until you experience that.
Powerful. I like it. You just gave me the cut it off. Yeah. The cut it off side. I'm done, Ryan. I'm done. So I want people out there, if you're looking for mentors in life, if you want some help, if you have questions about how to get started in any sport or to be healthy, et cetera, et cetera, you can get in touch with people like myself, like Nicola, Olympians, pros, and all kinds of sports. Just go to beyondathletic.com/student. And sign up there. Now, before we tell listeners how to connect with you personally and become one of those 5,000 plus followers that you have on, what is it, Instagram and Facebook, which is wild, which is really, really cool. And so they follow you along your journey when you give that info. I want to do two things. Really quick, I'm going to give you a do-over, okay?
Okay.
For this whole career that you've built for yourself. So you're going to start from the same place in Smederevo, but You're gonna have the exact same stuff that you had then. The only thing that you're gonna have different is all the knowledge that you've learned up until now, all the lessons that you've learned, plus a podcast like this to learn how to optimize what those four types of areas in your life and take you to a new level. How would you use that knowledge and this tool, Beyond Athletic Podcast, that can be downloaded, let's say, to your phone while you're walking around without even internet? How would you use these things to start off and get to where you got now faster?
just practicing, not just hard but smart. And yeah, I wouldn't change that much. Just I would keep everything. Just I would just add those four things we were talking about and get to a place where I am now in less time.
Yeah,
that's all.
I love that. I mean, so basically, just to wrap it up for people with what he said is that he just makes smarter choices. I really love that, because if we can be smarter about our choices and we can know that, yes, there are some limits and we can push up against them, but we're smart about it. We know which lines not to cross. We can get to where we want faster. And so what's really important is that people listen to that and learn from other people like Nicola here. And so what I'm going to do now is, because we're role models and 1 out of 5 children around the world from age, I think it's 17 or no, 7 to 13, they say that an athlete is their role model. And I want to give them role models so that these kids, even if it's 1 out of 5 children, I want it to be 5 out of 5 children. You don't have to be their only role model. Their parents hopefully are their number one. But I want to give them role models that aren't like those athletes that are, you know, broke, divorced, all these clinically depressed, all these things, right?
Yep.
So we need to be more. So beyond athletic means more than just being able to use your body well. So the last question, and the question that I ask everybody, is what is your definition, Nicola? Jota, freestyler, Milosevic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, I got it.
Not bad, not bad.
What is your definition of being an athlete?
Being healthy, being physically and mentally prepared for things which are about to come, speaking to competitions, in my case, or tournaments, whatever, and being a good person and knowing differences, not just skin differences when it comes to color of your skin, but also differences between people,
cultures
and nations and everything around us.
Yeah, global knowledge. I love that. Listen, I'm going to throw out a challenge for listeners, okay? And if you want to do the 10-day challenge, let me know. Just say Beyond Athletic Challenge 10-day. But I'm going to throw a challenge out there. I challenge listeners to write down, draw, do whatever, be creative with it, but put I am Beyond Athletic, hashtag Beyond Athletic, tweet it, post it on Instagram or Facebook. This can be a photo or a video with you even saying it. And I want you to tag your friends and challenge them and put hashtag be more challenge to say, I challenge you to be more than just an athlete and be something bigger and something better. Okay. So I want to acknowledge you first for being the kind of person who didn't give up on your dream and is pushing really hard. And even though you didn't have any knowledge on how to do it, you searched for that knowledge and you worked hard. And because of your character as a person, you linked up with people like Anna, who's our common friend here, who could say, when I said, hey, is there anybody out there that's just more than just athletic? Is there anybody that inspires you? You came up. And I want to thank you for being that type of person, because that inspires me. And I'm really grateful for you. And there you go. There's my grateful.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to turn it over to you, share some parting pieces of wisdom, like, for instance, whatever, and tell people how they can connect with you and follow you along your journey. And then we can say goodbye.
So first of all, you can follow me on my journey of freestyle on Facebook, facebook.com/JotaFreestyle, or on Instagram at JotaFreestyle. What was the first thing?
I'm going to just say for people, that's at DJOTAFreestyle. And then the last thing is, share some parting pieces of wisdom, lessons you've learned along the way.
My advice, not grow up so fast.
Don't grow up so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. I like it.
Have fun.
Take time.
Take time. Have fun. Don't grow up that fast. And don't think about important things in your life when you're 15. I mean, what's the biggest problem you can have when you're 15? Mm-hmm. Like your first breakup, or I don't know, your teddy bear getting stolen or something.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad to know that you had a teddy bear at 15.
No, I didn't.
And that you broke up. But you know, that's good. You got to hear. So thanks for sharing all that. Listeners, you've been hanging out with Nicola and myself, RJO. Don't forget that you are the average of the 5 closest people you spend the most time with. And Nicola and listeners, I hope you'll use sport as a vehicle and discover more about life, success, and how to leave legacies for not just your family, but the world to remember you. And so anybody interested in helping me along this journey, this free project, Beyond Athletic and Elite Sports Students, just go to beyondathletic.com/help and sign up there, because I'm always looking for anybody, design, audio, media, anything. So thanks again, Nicola. And listeners, remember to always be more.
Thanks for listening to us. Follow RJO for more cool athletes coming soon and podcast. And yeah, follow me on my journey of freestyle.
Awesome, man. So, wow. What an interesting interview with this young Serbian. I really am impressed by just his outlook on life and how positive he really is. I mean, in person, he's always smiling. He's always got a really nice demeanor. He's very open to things, and that's very uncommon in this region. And I hope that by listening to this, it can inspire some young athletes in this region to be more open and to be more vulnerable, because he talks about how vulnerability is one of his weaknesses and that he doesn't show his emotions or his vulnerability so much. But I think in this show, he did a bit. He went out of his comfort zone, and that's what it's all about, you know, challenging yourself and going outside your comfort zone. So if you liked it, tweet at Jota, D-J-O-T-A, freestyle, or at Ryan, J-A-Y, Owens, and let us know what you think.
If you're accepting that challenge, go to beyondathletic.com/challenge and make sure you share it with a friend.
Hopefully you'll get some friends outside the box, challenging them to be more than just an athlete. So leave a rating review on iTunes, Stitcher, any of those online or through the website. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, and I'll keep trying to bring you great athletes and great experts. Take care.
I am Nikola Jota Milošević and I am Beyond Athletic. Ja sam Nikola Jota Milošević i ja sam Beyond Athletic.
Ajde, bre!
So now I'm up in the courts, pleading my case from the witness box. Telling the judge and the jury the same thing that I said to the cops. On the day that I got arrested, I'm innocent, I protested. She just feels rejected. Had a heart broken by someone she's obsessed with. Cause she likes the sound of my music. She makes her a fan. What we doing live? Echoes in eternity. I'm gonna show you how great I am. And this concludes our Chicago show. Please stay tuned.